have questions about living with diabetes in South Africa? Who doesn't? Welcome to Diabetic South Africans. I'm Bridget McNulty, and today we're going to be answering your questions to help you live a healthy, happy life with diabetes. This podcast is brought to you by Abbott Freestyle Libre. First, a disclaimer. I'm not a medical expert. Please discuss any changes you want to make to your diabetes treatment with your doctor. So let's start with, you know, an easy question. Just, how do I manage my diabetes? Probably the most important question that you'll ask about living with diabetes. The short answer is that it's different for everyone, and you have to figure it out as you go along. But that's not particularly helpful, is it? So what we did is ask the experts. In 2020, we decided to get to the bottom of diabetes education and figure out exactly what we need to know. And nothing more. Nothing more. They've done studies on how many things we can remember at a time, and the max is 3 or 4. So we're trying to keep it as simple as humanly possible. To do that, we asked all kinds of diabetes experts, endocrinologists, dietitians, researchers, academics, behavioral scientists, doctors, pretty much anyone who knows anything about diabetes in South Africa, to tell us the most important information that they wish all diabetics in South Africa knew. And guess what? It was all pretty much the same. Everyone said it differently, of course, and in a different order, using different words sometimes, but it boiled down to 4 golden rules for diabetes. Are you ready? All you have to remember to manage your diabetes is, drumroll please, TEEL. T-E-E-L. T is for take your medication. E is for eat healthy food. E is for exercise, a little every day. And L is for lose weight if you need to. TEEL. No problem, right? Except that each of those letters is so hard to do. We know. So we dug a little deeper and we came up with the most helpful tips for taking medication, eating healthy, figuring out exercise, and losing weight. We'll unpack them one at a time in future episodes. Don't worry, that is not all for today. This is not the world's longest podcast episode. Funnily enough, though, there is one big tip for each that you can do today and that will make a big difference to your diabetes management. I know, it seems impossible, but I think that's one of the strange things about diabetes education in South Africa. It's not that there isn't enough of it, it's that there's actually way too much. I don't know about you, but when I was diagnosed, I felt like I was being drowned in information. I had no idea where to start. I was totally overwhelmed, trying to figure out injections and food and clawing my way back to feeling halfway human. It was such a confusing time. The goal with TEEL is to lay a foundation so that we all speak the same language. Everyone in South Africa who's talking about diabetes, whether you're a doctor or a nurse or someone living with type 1 or living with type 2, let's all just get the basics right. Let's make one small change today that will lead to a bigger change tomorrow if we do it again, and a bigger change the next day. It's like building with Lego. So, what are these magical tips, you ask? Good question. Let's start with medication. If you're living with type 2 diabetes, you might not be taking medication. In that case, you only have to remember EEL. Eat healthy, exercise a little each day, and lose weight if you need to. Other people with type 2 will be taking tablets, usually metformin, and then others will be on insulin injections. Wherever you are, that's where you are. Each one of us is different, and our bodies need different things at different times. So work with your doctor to figure out what you need right now, and keep doing that. What's the medication tip? If you're taking metformin, you might have noticed that it gives you an upset tummy. Diarrhea is a common side effect, but nobody wants to be living with chronic diarrhea. Come on. We asked Professor Joel Dave, one of South Africa's top endocrinologists, what to do about this. He said, you can talk to your doctor about taking a lower dose, or you can take the long-acting form of metformin, but that's not available in public clinics. His best tip? Take your metformin after dinner. That gives your body time to absorb it while you sleep. So when you set the table for dinner, put your tablet next to your knife and fork. That way you won't forget about it. One small tip, one big difference. For type 1 diabetics, the most helpful tip we have is to rotate your injection sites. What does that mean? It took me a couple of years to figure it out, don't worry. All it means is inject into a new spot every day. You might not know it, but if you inject into the same area over and over, it can lead to something called lipohypertrophy, a big word that took me a long time to learn how to say properly. You'll know you have lipo if there are lumps and bumps under the skin. Some of them will look kind of like mounds, others will be hard bumps, like a lump that's just sitting under the skin. They usually don't hurt if you inject into them, which is how they continue, because we keep injecting into them because they don't hurt. But don't do it. If you inject into these spots, your insulin doesn't get absorbed properly, and you could be losing as much as 25% of your dose. A quarter of your insulin, just not working. There are already so many things that can affect blood sugar. Don't let something easy to avoid get added to the list. Along with taking your medication is obviously monitoring your blood sugar. The more you know about how your blood sugar reacts to different food and different doses of medication, the better you'll be able to predict how it will react tomorrow and the next day. Saying that, I think we all know that some days you can eat exactly the same thing and take exactly the same medication and do exactly the same exercise and your blood sugar will be completely different to the day before. Diabetes likes to keep us on our toes. The best thing to do is test your blood sugar consistently at the same time each day. They say when you wake up, then 2 hours after breakfast, before lunch, before dinner, and before you go to bed. That's a great habit to get into if you have enough strips. Even if you just do it for 3 days in a row, that can give you and your doctor a pattern to work off. And of course, if you have access to diabetes tech like a flash glucose monitor or CGM, that's even better. I use the Freestyle Libre and I love it. It's amazing to see what my blood sugar is doing 24 hours a day, even while I sleep. It's made such a difference. Okay, so that's medication. How are you doing? Do you need to get a glass of water or a pen and paper to write these solid gold tips down? Next up, we're going to be talking eating healthy. I know. Your whole life you've been told to eat healthy. What does it even mean? I'll tell you. All it means is half a plate of green leafy vegetables with lunch and dinner. If you have a normal size plate and you fill half of it with green leafy vegetables, there's not much space for other stuff. It's a great first step. So what are green leafy vegetables, I hear you asking? Are you ready for the list? Salad, obviously. Broccoli, spinach, cucumber, cabbage, peas and green beans, gem squash, courgettes. Some vegetables aren't green but still fit into this category because they don't have any carbs or starch in them. So that's things like tomatoes, carrots, pumpkin, mushrooms, red and yellow peppers, cauliflower, onions. You can't include potatoes or sweet potatoes or butternut in this half a plate, I'm afraid. They are all carbs or starch. So if all you do is increase the amount of vegetables you eat at lunch and dinner, nothing else, you'll already be doing your diabetes management big favors. There are a bunch of other tips and we'll get into exactly what you should and shouldn't be eating in a future episode. But for now, just eat more veg. Loads more veg. I'm not going to lie, at first it's a weird habit to get into because if you're like me, you're used to having a sandwich for lunch, maybe some sliced tomato on a good day. But if you keep working at it, you'll get used to chewing through more green stuff and your blood sugar will thank you. I promise. Okay, we're halfway through teal. Next up is exercise. If you haven't found exercise that you enjoy, I know this can seem like very hard work. And when something feels like hard work, it's easy to put it off and off and off. And then suddenly you haven't exercised in months. How do I know this? Because that used to be me. To make sure that doesn't happen, here's our one golden tip. Are you ready? Go for a 30-minute walk around the block every day. That's it. Just a 30-minute walk. You might not have 30 minutes a day. It's an easy excuse. I've been there. In that case, find 20 minutes. Anyone can find 20 minutes. Either wake up earlier or have a walking meeting instead of sitting down or meeting a friend for coffee. You can even take your kids with you for your 20-minute walk. If you decide this is something you're going to do, you'll find a way to make it happen. Exercise is like a superpower for diabetes. It can help you lose weight if you need to, it can help your body use insulin better, and it can make you feel better, happier, and more energetic. The actual advice for diabetes and exercise is 30 minutes 5 days a week, but the problem with that is that if you give yourself days off when you don't have to exercise, then those creep into each other and all of a sudden the week is lost. So we say do it every day. Make it part of your daily routine, like brushing your teeth. Make it a non-negotiable. I hope that everyone here is brushing their teeth every day. Of course, there will be days you can't go for your walk. If it's midwinter and pouring with rain, or if you're feeling sick, or if life throws you a curveball. But for every other day, take a walk. You'll be amazed how quickly it becomes one of your favorite parts of the day. Fresh air, moving your body, getting stronger. It's addictive. And that leads us to the L of teal. Lose weight if you need to. Oh man, this is a hard one. I know. But it's so important. It's probably the most important. If you're overweight, losing weight is the number one thing you can do to help control your blood sugar. It lets the insulin released by your body work much better. It lowers insulin resistance. It's good for your cholesterol. It's good for your blood pressure. If only it wasn't so hard to do. Our number one tip, start small. You want to build good habits that can make a big difference over time. Don't try and do everything all at once. Just start small. These good habits are the things we've already mentioned. Eating half a plate of green vegetables for lunch and dinner, exercising a little every day. So we just want to add one more to this. Drink lots of water. We'll get into other super helpful tips in our weight loss episode, but for now, cut out all the fizzy drinks, cut out all the juices, and try to drink 8 glasses of water a day. You could do it, I promise. It's a habit, and habits take 21 days to sink in. Can you drink 8 glasses of water for 21 days? Of course you can. So that's it. How to manage your diabetes using teal. What do you think? Is it possible? I think it is. One step at a time. Let us know how it's going on Diabetic South Africans on Facebook or head to our website, sweetlife.org.za, for more diabetes information and advice. We have so many great episodes coming up. How to reverse type 2 diabetes, what all diabetic South Africans need to know about COVID-19 and diabetes, diabetes and depression, and of course, all those great tips on diet and exercise and weight loss. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today and for making your diabetes a priority. I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. We have some super helpful episodes coming up. And of course, join us on Facebook, Diabetic South Africans. Big thanks to Abbott Freestyle Libre for sponsoring this series of the Diabetic South Africans podcast. If you're on Discovery Medical Aid, you can now get the Freestyle Libre as part of their new CGM benefit. It's amazing. It's a total game changer. There's a small copay depending what tier you're on, but it means that you can see what your blood sugar is doing 24 hours a day. I love it. You can find out how to claim the CGM benefit on our website, sweetlife.org.za. Diabetic South Africans is the podcast of Sweet Life Diabetes Community. We are South Africa's largest online diabetes community, a space to connect with other people living with diabetes, share tips, and offer advice. Our website is sweetlife.org.za, and it has all the diabetes info you need, all in one place. We offer expert advice that's easy to understand for diabetic South Africans. Whether you're looking for tips to manage your diabetes better, meal plans and diabetic-friendly recipes, exercise suggestions, or how to lose weight with diabetes, we have an expert answer for you. We also have free ebooks to download, a diabetes cookbook, a diabetes guidebook, and a diabetes food guide. Most importantly, we have a community of diabetics who understand what it's like to live with diabetes every day. We're all in this together.